Good morning. All right. The response is, just as we have borne the image of man of dust, we also bear the image of the man of heaven. Just as we all have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. Just as the man born the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjugation under his feet. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the man of heaven. So when I was asked to share just a really quick reflection, I was very intimidated. I continue to be intimidated. There's just so much beautiful, beautiful women and beautiful faith in this room. And I tend to be, as my dear, sweet, patient mother can attest to, a little more of a critical eye. I tend to want to look at things from so many different angles, and I want to poke holes, and that's how I can find things and grasp them. But what I can say is that I need this. I need to know that all of his enemies are under his feet, and that this is something that we can rely on, because any kind of suffering or the times where you feel like his face is veiled, it's useless. It's absolutely useless if you don't have faith. It's just, you can sit for hours and not have any, no purpose. And that's why it's so important to, this is giving you purpose. You know that he has won the battle, and the enemies are under his feet, and this is giving you a direction to walk in a path where your feet will go. He knows, and so your path can be in many different directions, and all of us have our different paths. Mine tends to go like this, but I know where it will end, and it won't end in death. The Lord has put all of his enemies under his feet, so...